Hachette Audio presents The Maid's Version, written by Daniel Woodrell, read by Brian Troxell. In memory of Griff Ferriello. These are the things the starry sky is set above. Loneliness of the dead, courage of youth, and timber that's carried slowly away on great rivers. Rolf Jacobson. A wounded deer leaps highest. Emily Dickinson. Thou desirest truth in the inward parts. Psalms 51:6. She frightened me at every dawn the summer I stayed with her. She'd sit on the edge of her bed, long hair down to the floor and shaking as she brushed and brushed, shadows ebbing from the room and early light flowing in through both windows. Her hair was as long as her story, and she couldn't walk when her hair was not woven into dense braids and pinned around and atop her head. Otherwise, her hair dragged the floor like the train of a medieval gown, and she had to gather it into a sheaf and coil it about her forearm several times to walk the floor without stepping on herself. She'd been born a farm girl, then served as a maid for half a century, so she couldn't sleep past dawn to win a bet. And all the mornings I knew with her, she'd sit in the first light and brush that witchy long hair, brush it in sections, over and over, stroking hair that had scarcely been touched by scissors for decades. Hair she would not part with despite the extravagance of time it required at each dawn. The hair was mostly white, smeared by gray, the hues of a newspaper that lay in the rain until headlines blended across the page. She spooked me awake daily that whole summer of my 12th year, me awaking to see her with the dawn at her back, spring squeaking faintly, while a bone-handled brush slid along a length of hair that belonged in a fairy tale of some sort, and maybe not the happy kind. Her name was Alma, and she did not care to be called Grandma or Mama, and might lose a slap if addressed as Granny. She was lonely, old, and proud, and I'd been sent from my...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?